Okay, so today's daf is daf yud. The mission on the top begins a heter nedarim porchin ba'avir. So heter nedarim, and nedarim literally means it flies up in the air, and ve'ein lehem amash yismichu, and there's nothing for it to rely on. What does that mean? Very strange way the Mishnah speaks. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi is a little bit lower than where we are in the Gemara. He says heter nedarim porchin ba'avir. Hataras nedarim sh'amru chachamim sh'achacham matir t'neder. Then chacham is allowed to undo someone's neder. We'll be doing this coming week at Rosh Hashanah, typically. Mat remez yeshu mikra. This is only a little bit of a hint towards it in the mikra. Ve'ein la mat lismoch ela shekein masel chacham mitar shabapem. There's actually nothing for it to rely on. Simply, it's something passed on from generation to generation. There's nothing, there's no hint, no mention of it in the Torah. It's actually an interesting discussion here, the Rambam and the Ritva here, about the Esmachta. We see there's a Remez here in the Torah. So Rambam writes, Esmachta, we find Esmachta in the Gemara all the time. It means that there's no basis in the Gemara. It's simply, there's Chum found a hint. Not that the hint was intentional. Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't intend on this hinting towards a certain Esmachta, but he found the hint to help us at least feel more comfortable that there is some Remez, even though there's no real Remez.
But this is, in general, Taras Nedarim.
Exactly, this is in general. But Rambam, through this discussion on the Perish Mishnas, he talks about an Esmachta. So too, he says an Esmachta also, when we say the word Esmachta, that the word's not really meant to be a source of a certain halacha, it's just an Esmachta. That means there is really no hint at this concept in the Torah, but the Chum found an Esmachta, just something for us to maybe remember better or feel more comfortable with. But Esmachta is not really based in the Torah. And the Ritva Rosh Hashanah writes otherwise, he says, no, an Esmachta does have a basis. It was intentional to be hinted in that way. It wasn't explicit in the Pasuk, but was meant to be an Esmachta. And these words that are being used, whatever the case might be, was intentionally meant for an Esmachta. Then the Mishnah says that Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos are Mesachta. That's probably why it's here. Bami'ilos, stealing from Hekdesh. Harehem Kiharim Hatlum Bisara. These are like mountains which are hanging by a hair. Shehein mikra muat v'hil halachas mubos. Because there's very little psukim that describe the Shabbos, Chagiga, and Amila. The Gemara is going to discuss all this. And there's a tremendous amount of halachas that are really have to deal with the halachas of Shabbos, Chagiga, and Amila. And in contrast to that, hadinim, havavodos, hataros, vatmeos, varayos, those five categories, yeshamal ma'yishishishmichu, there is what to rely on, v'hein hein gufei Torah. Very strange Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to explain what all this means, that they have what they're to rely on, and it's gufei Torah, as if to say the other parts of the Mishnah is not gufei Torah, Rashi points out. So the Gemara is going to address all these different lines of the Mishnah. Not today, but over the next few days, I guess.
Very esoteric Mishnah. You don't usually see the Mishnah talking this way.
Right.
Very esoteric.
It is. Right. The Darim Porchin and... And yeah, I guess it's kind of introducing us to the rest of the Masechta, which is going to be extremely esoteric. Okay, so the Gemara tells us as follows. Tanya, says the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yeshlam Amai Shismichu. So he, in fact, argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that Heter Nedarim have no basis in the Torah, and Rabbi Eliezer thought that there is a basis for Heter Nedarim, the Taras Nedarim. How do we see this? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kiyafli, the Pasuk says, Shnei Pamim. Why is it Yafli twice? Achas hafla le'iser, achas hafla le'heter. So let's look at Rashi here. Rashi in the Gemara. It says, Ki Yafli shtei pamim, echad be'erchin ve'echad be'nazir. A person's supposed to be mafli, supposed to articulate his words. It says this once by erchin, once by nazir. Ki Yafli neder be'erchecha, ki Yafli neder nidor nazir. Okay. Then Rashi says, Achas hafla le'iser, kulei hafla lashon pirish k'targumei ari yafrish. It means to articulate. Why do we need to say it twice? We know the whole world of Nedarim, whether it be Erchin, whether it be Nazir, you have to articulate what you want to do. So why mention it twice? It says Rashi, Achas kif shepirish v'neder, v'asr asma v'neder. One is where you make the nether and you asser it on yourself. V'achas shechozer mefarish l'fnei chacham. The one is you articulate, you explain it from the chacham. V'omer kein nedarti, I made the following nether. V'l'das kein nedarti, and this is the reason why I made such a nether. V'l'das kein nedarti, but I didn't have in mind this. So, when it comes to Hataras Nedarim, a person can't just say to three people, I wanted to uproot a nether, and not explain what he does. He has to tell at least one of the parties that are there. He doesn't have to tell all three of them, but at least one of them, I took the nether, understanding this to be the case, but I didn't anticipate something else happening, so I therefore can't hold on to my nether anymore. So therefore, that's the second hafrash, that's the second hafla that we're talking about, that's a hafla that allows you to undo the nether. mentions haflah twice in the Torah. One haflah is to articulate and ascertain yourself. One haflah is to articulate to the chacham to be matured. And that's the source of hataras nedarim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shu Omer, I'll tell you another source of this concept of hataras nedarim. Yeshlem al mashi yismichu. There's what to rely on. Shinemar asher nishpati ba'pi. That this is the pasuk that Hashem swore in my anger. Ba'pi nishpati v'chazarti bi. I swore with anger, but I retracted. So let's look at Rashi. How is this indicated in this pasuk? Rashi says nishpati ba'pi. I swore it with my anger. Mitkamar ba'pi. Why I mentioned just simply say shvua. Why ba'pi dafka? So it says ba'pi. Rashi says mashma yochal ani lishol alav. I could be shol. I could do my neder, my shvua. We're going to assume right now shvua and neder are the same category. Lefisha machmas api, because of my anger, says Hashem, lo midas mushevas nishpati. I didn't swear because my das was settled, and I wasn't really thinking straight. Yesh lo mom mikan, we can learn from here, shehamotzi pesach linadar. A person finds a certain pesach, a certain way of freeing himself from the nether, lemor lo das kinadarti, I didn't really make a nether on this das with this intention, she karenu davar zeh, that something will happen, shani ro habali. So a person says, if I had anticipated this in the beginning, I would not have taken the nether. We're learning the same thing from here. Kadosh Baruch Hu says himself, I was very angry when I made the shvua. I didn't anticipate something else happening. So therefore, he's able to undo his own nether. Interesting, Raya. Then the Gemara brings another source, Rabbi Yitzchak. Omer Yeshlem al Mashiyas Mechu. What's the source of Antaras Nedarim? Shenemar Kol Nediv Libo. All the nediv, all the dedication of his heart. So Rashi explains on this one, this is around six narrow lines up, kol nediv libo hivu, im odenu libo nedva olav, yivu, v'mishar yatiru lo. I only have to bring my nether and follow through if my lev is still nediv, if I still am dedicating my heart in to this particular idea. But if I'm charart, if I regret what I did, so then I do not have to follow through with the nether.
That's very strange, because you're talking about a true nether.
Right, so there's a strong correlation of you're saying Zechiv to take Chuma.
This was actually option.
This is Chuma Samishkan. So then the Gemara says, according to then Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yesh lahem al mashis mechu, Shinemar nishpati vakayema lishmor mishpati tzikecha. I took a shvua and I completed it to keep my judgment. So it explains Rashi, what's the source here? So this is the last few lines of the narrow line, nishpati vakayema lishmor mishpati tzikecha, midzikamar vakayema. Because the pasuk emphasized the fact that I kept it, sounds like he had the option if he wanted to not keep the shvua. And how do you not keep it? By doing a hataras nedarim. Then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, says the name of Shmuel, Ihava Hasam, if had I been there, says Shmuel, Amri Lahu Didi Adifa Miditru, I would have brought a better proof than all of yours. Shenemar, Lo Yachel Dvaro, who ain't no mochel, ava acher mochel lo, lo yachal dvaro. He is not able to be mochel on his dvar if he has to follow through with his nether, but others, kavi mochel for him, others could do a hadars nedarim for him. Sounds like a very, very good proof.
What's the exact, yichal is yichal, right?
Yeah, don't do a chil.
Yeah.
Don't desecrate it. So Amar Rava, Rava says, L'chulu islu pircha. All the above mentioned sources have a question. Levar mid Shmuel, except for that of Shmuel. The lesse pircha. Shmuel's source has no pircha, no question. Let's see how. Di midi Rabbi Eliezer. If it's according to Rabbi Eliezer who brought the first pasuk of Kiyafli twice, Dilma kidi Rabbi Yehuda shamar mishum Rabbi Tarfon. The Gemara appears in a few places in Shas. One of them is in Hedrin. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Tarfon liolam ein echad mehem nazir. Shelo nisa nizirs el lafla. So what's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, this is the first wide line, ein echad mehem nazir. The situation is shtayim shayu yoshin, two people were sitting, uba echad lefnem, and a person passes by. Vamer echad, one of them says, harini nazir, shezeh haba etzlenu nazir. I'm a nazir, that if the person who's walking near us is a nazir, I will be nazir myself. Vachaver omer, harini nazir, and the other one says, okay, I'm a nazir. Sheno nazir. That guy, I'm a nazir. If he's not a nazir, so one of them has to become a nazir. So I'm taking a bet. And the result is you have to become a Nazir for 30 days.
The result is one of both have to be a Nazir at the end.
What, say it again?
The result is that either one of the two is
going to be. Someone has to be. That's the bet. I bet he's a Nazir. I bet he's not a Nazir. Okay, right. That's, whoever loses has to, or whoever wins, whoever wins, actually. I'm not sure which direction they're going in, but either way, someone's going to be a Nazir. In the end, one of them is obviously right. Neither one's going to be a Nazir. Why not? So Lafi said Rashi, Lafi Shalom Nisna Nazir Slihios Nazir Betalia Ubisafik Elabhafla Vadais Mufur. Something else has to be clear that I want to be a Nazir. It can't be if something happens, then I'll be a Nazir. It doesn't work like that. Hafla means has to be decisive. So that's what the word means, Hafla. So that's why you can't make a drasha for. So one Hafla teaches me that you have the ability to articulate something, to assert something on yourself. And the second Hafla tells me you have to say it in a way that's decisive, not dependent on anything else. And it's not available to teach me the concept of Hatar Snedarim. So that's how we have a Pircha on the source of Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Gemara says, Imi de Rishua, if Rabbi Shua is the source, and Rabbi Shua felt that there was Pasuk of Kinishpati Bapi, Dilma Halchikamar, maybe the Pasuk should be read as Bapi Nishpati Velo Hadrani Bi. I swore with anger, and I was never chozer. I was so angry, I never turned back on it. Not to teach me that you had the ability to do Hatar Snedarim. So that throws out that Pasuk. Now, Imi de Rabbi Yitzchak, who learned from the Pasuk of Kol Nediv Libo, Dilma Lafukim and Shmuel. Maybe it's coming to exclude the opinion of Shmuel. What is Shmuel hold? Not a Shmuel in this Gemara, but a Shmuel from elsewhere, in a different topic. Damar Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, a person who is convinced him in his own heart, Tzarech Shiyotzi Bisfasef. He has already convinced himself that he wants to give money or make a Shmuel, make a Neder. It doesn't take effect until he actually articulates it. So Shmuel requires you to actually articulate it. And maybe the Pasuk tells me then, V'hok mashalam from the Pasuk, kol nidiv lev, that afa gav de lohotzi besasav, even nidiv lev, that alone maybe would be enough to have a neder or shvua to be chal. So that's what the Pasuk nidiv lev, nothing to do with hataris nidarm. And I midi chanani ben achi, yeah.
So it's saying, so here it's saying to us that if you thought about giving something, you have to, but I think we learned the opposite, right? That unless you verbalize it.
Right, that's what we end up learning, but that's what we paskin, but there's a havmina, maybe a you would think that it would teach otherwise, so it's not a clear proof of Hatar Snedarim. And then,
because even Pigul, we learned that you have to actually verbalize that you're going to give it. Remember that, I think it was Tosfos.
Yeah, I think you're right. We did see a Tosfos. The Tosfos and Zvachim, but we didn't see that together, did we? Did we see what we saw together?
Maybe
Zvachim came up.
It has to be really, really verbalized. You can't just have a machshava. Right. Machshava alone doesn't get you carries.
Right. Maybe it's a yuma psachim. Yeah. Right. You're right. Okay. So then the Gemara says. So what you're pointing out in essence is that there's not such a strong proof. It seems like a good kol nidiv lev can't be meant to understand that you really are being a node in your mind that works doesn't work like that.
No.
So this might be a good raya for Hatar Snedarim, but the Gemara, at least at this stage, is not comfortable with it. Now, even the Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, if he's going to be the source, and he learned the source from the word Nishpati Vakayema, so Gemara says, Dilma Rav Gidel Amarav. Maybe it's like this opinion. Dilma Rav Gidel Amarav. Minayin should Nishpoin Lekayim is a mitzvah. How do we know you're allowed to make a Shua to Lekayim a mitzvah? Normally we say that Shua is not Chal in another Shua. We're already Mushma Mahar Sinai. The Shua already exists. So you can't make a shvua on top of another shvua. Maybe, but the halacha is that you're allowed to take a shvua. Rashi explains the reason why. This is three wide lines down in Rashi. She nishpa l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Kolomer mitzvah, she yehei adam nishpa l'kayim mitzvah, kidei she yimare vizariz l'kayimah. Person is allowed to take a shvua on a mitzvah in order to mizariz himself, in order to strengthen and make it more serious in his eyes to keep the shvua. And that does work. So maybe that pasuk is referring to that case. You could be nishpati v'akayima lishmor mishpatei tzekecha. I'm allowed to take a shvua in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Hashem. So it has nothing to do with hataras nedarim. So ela d'shmuel lesle pircha. When it comes to Shmuel, there is no question. He is a great source. So amar rav avisem rav nachman bar yitzchak hainu damar inchi. This is what people would say. This also appears in the Gemara. I'll say the line first. Tava chada pilpulsa charifta mimali tzana dikari. Greater is one sharp pepper or hot pepper than many a basket full of I'm not sure what curry is, some type of I don't know, vegetable. So now that Shmuel was better than all the sharp Shmuel was much better than all the other Amorim who preceded him.
Dilim,
oh, those are gourds. So this Gemara, if you remember, also appears in the Gemara in Megillah. That was apparently Yuma, so I don't remember the one in Yuma, but the Gemara in Megillah, that at least, is referring to when they're looking for a source. How do you know that Megillah's Esther is written with Ruach HaKodesh? They brought out a series of sources for this, and they all had questions. And Shmuel gave his answer. His answer was unrefuted. I remember, I forgot what his answer was. It was a very good answer, of course. And the same thing they said, okay. Now the Gemara continues and quotes the from the Mishnah that said Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos has only a small, very little pasukim that describe Shabbos, but there are, you know, harim metulim. There are massive mountains that are talay in this little hair of pasukim mentioned about Shabbos. Gemara says, "What do you mean? Michtav Ksivin is written in the Torah." Rashi actually writes Michtav Ksivan Tuva Azharos Ksiv Shabbos. A lot of Azharos. It says Lo Sasem Locha 39 times. Rashi says, and it doesn't say 39 times, but that's the Gemara in Bracha, and Shabbos tells us, "My Mikra Mu'ad, the Kamri Masisin." What are you saying? There's very little psukim about Shabbos. There's 39 places where it mentions Shabbos. Mu'ad says, no, of course, certainly Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah. Lotzicha, we're talking about a particular area of Shabbos. Lichad Rabbi Abba, Damir Rabbi Abi, Abba, Hachofer Guma b'Shabbos, the person who digs a hole on Shabbos, Vein Sarach El Afra, he doesn't need the hole, he just needs the dirt, he was removing it. So Pater, such a person's Pater. So that's what we're talking about. That particular halacha of melacha shein tzricha legufa, so that's something that is not mentioned in the Torah, and that's a massive, many halachas are dependent on that, so that's what we're referring to. The Gemara says, well, come on, who exactly holds this way, that you're pater? It must be Ki Rabbi Shimon d'amar melacha shein tzricha legufa pater, because he says in general, melacha shein tzricha legufa is pater. Now, afil tamel Rabbi Yehuda, no, even Rabbi Yehuda could hold this concept, even though in general Rabbi Yehuda holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is chayiv. Even by the digging of the hole, he's going to admit that's going to be pater. Hasam Masakin Hacha Mekalkehu. Because in general, he holds when it's a Maisa Tikkun, then it's going to be chayiv, even though it's Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. But if it's a Kilkel, then even he'll agree it's going to be pater. Remember my Kol Elyon Bechina Lehav Shachter. This was actually my cat's call Bechina, getting to Smicha Kol. He asked me a question of who holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is chayiv. So I said, the Rambam is the only one who passes that way. I said, no, before that, who holds that way? So the answer is Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda is the opinion, the Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayev, against Rabbi Shimon. All is shown passing like Rabbi Shimon, that's Pater, but the Rambam is the Das Yachid, he passes like Rabbi Huda, that you were actually Chayev. Okay, but in this case, where it's a digging a hole, where it's a destructive act, even Rabbi Huda will agree it's Pater because of Kilkel. Now think more, yeah.
So what's, I don't understand what's trying to tell us, that the whole expression of the Mishnah comes just to tell us that somebody who... Is that what it is? Is that what they're trying to say?
Yeah, it is a bit strange. But this Mishnah is just telling us this area, this Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, which affects all Melachas, it's a very important Melacha, so that is... there's no basis in the Torah for this concept. But certainly Shabbos has a basis, and all the Melachas have basis.
Right.
I'm just looking at Rashi for a second. Okay. So then the Gemara says, so what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Umai Karm Tulim Bishara? So what does it mean? The Mishnah says that there's mountains that are dependent on this idea that has a small source. We already said Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa has no real mention in the Torah. So what does it mean? What are all the mountains that are telling on this? So it says the Gemara, Mleches Machsheves Asra Torah, Umleches Machsheves Loksiva. Where it says, no, we're referring to Mleches Machsheves. And Rashi says in the top line here, it's a bit of a confusing Rashi because there's a Gersi issue here. It doesn't read very smoothly, but Rashi writes, Mleches Machsheves, She Machsheva Chishva Bedaito, when it's Kavin La. A person has a certain intention in doing a Mlecha, a very precise intention. Vizelo, this Kavin La Zen, this person didn't intend on this, Lebinyan Zel, Lefikach Pata. He didn't plan on this building, he planned on the dirt. He wanted the dirt, he didn't really care so much about the hole. So therefore, it's Mleches Machsheves, Vizel Remez Muat. This is the slight hint to it in the Torah, because Zilu Machsheves b'Shabbos lo ksiva. There's no mention of Shabbos Machshav b'Shabbos elok b'Mishkan hu d'chsiv. It says Machas Machsheves. I don't know the exact pasuk. Doesn't say it here. Let's see. Maybe Rashi continues to say it. Lufisha Samach Parshas Vayaka Parshas Shabbos Parshas Mishkan. Anu lemeidim lech Machsheves l'Shabbos. Because it says I think Nediv or something. It says something about Nediv Lev. Oh, that's it. Says that, yeah. Okay. So it says Machas Machsheves. Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, I see that. So it says Melachas Machsheves in the Torah. that only mentions it by Mishkan, we learn by the juxtaposition of Parshios that applies also to Shabbos. So that's only the remez. But there are a number of halachas that depend on melachas machsheves, melachas shen shich l'gufa, misasek, davar shen miskaven, a lot of halachas that depend on this very small remez.
So the first havamina was, we mixed it because it was mekalkel.
Well, I think that was more of a side point that we nixed it. I think we just went off parenthetically.
Just different mandiamar come with different reasons for the Mishnah saying that.
No, I think when we discussed who the author was, Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Huda, that's just a parenthetical statement. Who authors that statement of melacha shein shichu l'gufa?
So we said the Mishnah is trying to teach us melacha, and then we come. So why do we need the next one, melacha machsheves?
Because if it's melacha shein shichu l'gufa, so that's only one halacha. What are all the harim, the mountains that are telling you melacha shein shichu l'gufa?
So it's adding more.
So I think it's saying melacha machsheves is really the broader category. And melacha shen shichu l'gufa is an example of that, as well as patash davar shen miskaven and kilkel and misasik. All the other halachas are dependent on melachas machsheves. I think that's how we're understanding it. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes the concept of a chagigos, and the Mishnah told us that chagigos was also an example of something that has very little, if even, a remez in the Torah, and many halachas that depend on this. So michtav ksivi, what do you mean? It says in the pasuk, talks about, as we said earlier, v'chagosem oso, that you're supposed to be chag or chog or celebrate on yantif. So lo tzich, the Gemara explains, it was only needed l'chadamar lei rapapu lebaye. What he say? Mimai dahai v'chagosem oso chag l'shem zvicha. How do you know that chagosem means to do a shechting, shecht an animal, chagiga? What's the source of chagiga? Because it says chagosem oso chag l'shem. What does chagosem mean? Means zvicha, to shech, to bring an animal. That's the source of chagiga. Well, dilma choga chaga kamer. Maybe it means choga chaga kamer rachmana. What does choga chaga mean? Rashi means maybe it means laharbo simcha, just to have a lot of simcha. And more interesting than that, if you look at Tosfos, the short Tosfos, the choga chaga, maybe it means yesh mefarshim lashon mecholos kimo yachugu v'yanu kishikar. It means to move and to dance and make circles. It means to dance. So the point is Tosfos has a source that is an idea in Indian to dance on yantif. A lot of the certainly by the Chassidim and Simchas Beis Shoevas and all these sukkahs is referred to as chag, stam chag and sukkahs. So that's why there's a big Indian to dance Simchas Beis Shoevas, and usually the Rebbes dance in the center, do all these different circles. They do the Shem Yichud shapes and the Shem Hashem. There's a big Indian to dance on Yantif in light of this Tosfos. So again, because we don't know, chagosim is not as clear. We initially thought chagigo was clear in the Torah. It's not so clear. The word chagosim doesn't mean shchita. It might mean to dance, to be happy. So Gemara says, if you really think the word chagosim could really mean simcha and doesn't mean to shecht, elo mehata, the pasuk that says, v'yachogu li b'midbar, and you should celebrate with me in the midbar, says Hashem. Hachanami, t'chogu chagahu, are you going to really suggest this means to just be happy with me in the desert? If you're going to say, yeah, it does. It means just to be simcha. It doesn't mean to shecht. But the pasuk later on says, Vayomer Moshe gamata titem biyadenu. He says, you should also give him our hands. Zvachim v'olos. Zvachim v'olos. So how are you going to get zvachim v'olos? It must be that you have to do a zvich. You have to do a shechita. So putting all the words together, right, these two pasukim, let's find them for a second on the side here. Right, this is referring to... This is negotiating with Paro. So first, Moshe says, Hashem said we have to celebrate with him. What does celebrate mean? And by another negotiation later on, five prakam later...
Not only are you going to let us go, but you're going to give us the stuff.
Right, so it must be a chagoga means to shech, to do a zvicha. Doesn't mean to be simcha. Yeah, the Gemara knows what to do. So then the Gemara says, "Dil mahachi kamar." Maybe it means as follows. Maybe you can reinterpret the pasuk as, "Dil mahachi kamar rachmana, achlu v'shasu v'chagogu, chagu chaga, kamai." I think kamai is part of that.
Yeah.
So maybe what the pasuk means is that Hashem was telling us to eat and drink and to be happy and celebrate. What are we doing with the word zvachim? To look at Rashi. Rashi writes, this is a few lines from the top. Duma chachi kamar, rachmana achlu v'shasu v'chogu chagi kamai, in front of me. It doesn't mean to do shlamim and do real zvicha of karbanos. Maybe it really means just to shech them, to eat them. Nothing to do with zvicha. So therefore, the word chagosim doesn't necessarily mean to do a zvicha, to do bring a carbon. It might mean to just shech and to eat and rejoice. So therefore, we have no source of chagig in the Torah. Then the Gemara says, you never would have thought that the word chagosem, also chag l'Hashem, does not mean chagiga. It has to mean the carbon chagiga. Why? Because the chassid, the pasuk says in describing the chagiga, lo yolin chelev chagai ad boker. Don't leave the fat of my chagai of the chagiga until morning. Now, v'sakadaitach, techuga hu tar b'lechaga, if you think chaguga means more simcha, islay, there's a bunch of yourselves here also. Chuga chaga. Okay. Chaga, you take the word chaga. Okay. Isak adata the chuga chaga hu tirba islay. If you think it means to be simcha. You're going to
tell me that there's an issur to leave over the simcha overnight? It doesn't make any sense. The fats of the simcha can't be left over. It doesn't make any sense to say that. So therefore, it has to be referring to a carbon chagiga. So therefore, that being said, there's a clear pasuk of the chagiga. The Armish assume there's no pasuk of chagiga. And this is assuming right now that there is a clear pasuk. Or it says no. You could still interpret the pasuk of lo yalin chelev chagai aboker in another way. You could have said hachi kamar rachmana chelev haba bisman hachag lo yalin. The chelev comes with the chag should not be left over. Rashi interprets this to mean chelev haba bisman hachag im basa lakriv karbanos nidarecha beregel. If you decide to, now that you have to bring a chagiga, if you mentioned before, if a person makes nidarim, it's ideal for him to bring it in shlosh regalim because he's going anyway to the base of Mikdash. So when and if a person does do this. If and when, so then lo yalin echuta chutz l'mizbeach balas hashach. You shouldn't leave those fats over, but not to create a new chiv carbon of chagiga. Nothing to do with that. So el me'ata, if that's the case, says the Gemara, habab is manachag hud lo yalin hadachol hashana kula yalin. So it doesn't mean that only there's only iser halon lina during the yontif, but the rest of the year, if a person were to bring a nether, there would not be an iser lina. But the pasuk says kol halayla ad haboker ksiv. So it says the entire night. A person can't leave it over in general. So why do you have to special? In general, you can't bring it. So why do you need a special pasuk that you can't leave over the fats on Yantiv as well? There shouldn't be any difference. Where it says Dilma, perhaps if you had the other pasuk, Yehava, Yimeahu, had I only had the pasuk of Kol Laila Adaboker, that regarding the rest of the year, Havamina, I would have thought, Hahu Laseiksiv. That's only Nasei. That Kol Laila Adaboker, you have to, what's the entire pasuk here? Let's see, I have that on the bottom here. Right, it's talking in the assay that Zos Tarasa Ola, Haola Al Mokta Mizbech, Kolalaila Arabok, Vesha Mizbech Tugabo. The whole night you could be Makdir the Chela Achalavim. That there's an assay to be Mekaimim. But therefore you need a Kazarachamana Hai Lalav. So you need the other Pasuk of Lo Yalan Chela Chagai. Leave it over into the morning, the Chalavim. You're going to get an Isser Lav. Mara says, what do you mean? You need a Lav? The lav, because of krachmina, we already have another pasuk to tell me that there's a lav of lo yalin min habasa shetis bachver b'yomarish l'boker. So we already have another pasuk. So why do you need another pasuk to tell me by yontif there's also an issur of leaving over the fats? V'duma lav or lav, I know it's a little confusing, but we're doing our best. V'duma lav or lav b'shnei lavim v'asei, maybe it's telling us that there are two lavim and one asei. So during the rest of the year, there's an asei to continue to be makdir the chalavim. And there's a lav to leave it out overnight. When it comes to Yantiv, there's an additional lav to leave over the fats overnight, and we're referring perhaps only to Nadarm, nothing to do with Chagiga. Again, we're trying to prove that there's no source of Chagiga in the Torah. So Gemara says, okay, so maybe that's the point. So, and then, therefore, where are we holding right now?
So, Chogu Chaga. So, according to right now,
it's Simcha only.
It's only Simcha, because it's not a riot. It's talking about the Korban Chagiga, since when it's talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have a raya of lo yalin because that's a separate law for regular. It's telling you about a separate law for regular korbanos that are held overnight.
Okay, so now this we seem to be satisfied. It seems we're satisfied with where we are. There's no pasuk of chagiga, no explicit pasuk of chagiga in the Torah. So ela asya midbar bidbar. So let's learn the gzera shava. What do we learn gzera shava for right now? Let's see what the Gemara says. Ksiv hacha vayachogu liba midbar. And this is when Moshe spoke to Paro. celebrate with me in the midbar. Uksiv Hasam, it's written elsewhere, Hazvachim Umincha Hagashim Li Bamidbar, and you should bring closer all the Zvachim and Menachos close to me, Bamidbar. So Malahalan Zvachim Afkan Zvachim. So this Gzer, how do we know that in fact Chagosa means to do a Zvicha? Through this Gzer Shava, it tells us that it has to be Zvachim. That's the Gzer Shava, but it's not explicit. So that's what we end off with. My Karim Tulum Basara, what are all the massive mountains and areas of Halacha that are hanging on a thread of hair? Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Liafinim. Because So I guess the question is, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, "My karm tatulim gzer shava raya gdolahi." It's a great raya. You can't say it's hanging by a hair. You know, one of the Yud Gimel Midos is gzer shava. So certainly we have the ability to learn this, and it's not a sara. So no, because since it's divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah yafinim, I guess the second pasuk here must be from divrei Kabbalah somewhere. It's in Amos. Okay. So we don't have it on the side like you do. We have to look to the bottom to find where the pasuk is. I used to like to find, when I was looking for a daf, if I remember where the pasuk, I used to look on the inside margin, shows you the pasuk. When the new Gemara says no inside margins, I wish it had both in the inside and also according to the pasuk. But, okay.
So it's trying to tell us that you can never make Gzera Shava between a pasuk in the Torah and a pasuk in the Nevi.
Right.
That's what I was, it's funny because I was just going to ask that to me. I usually remember that the Gzera Shava are from the Torah and the Torah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it always is, yeah. There's a ritz I remember somewhere that talks about Divrei Kabbalah being more serious.
Megillah.
Is that where it is, yeah? Maybe it's Rashi, then Gilgamesh Shas quotes the ritva. There's something important about this, but... Okay. All right, anyways. Now we're going to get to our first introduction to Me'ilah. Me'ilah is a fun masechta. We'll be there in 5 years or so. So Me'ilos, says the Gemara, was Mirtz Hashem.
That far away.
I'm not sure, is it 5 years away? I guess we're 2 years in, I think, to the cycle. So, yeah. Okay, hopefully we'll all stay on board after you've
I went to the CM of Gary Greenberg. He finished the chat. You know Gary Greenberg? So when he finished Mashkat, then he finished Shat.
Oh, very nice.
That was nice.
He's learning Yeshiva Gadol?
He's an older guy.
Uh-huh.
But, so he davened something to see, but I see him in Yeshiva Gadol.
Uh-huh. I know he is. Okay, so then the third and final thing, again, there, it's good to remember the three things that the Mishnah told us that was Kehararim Hatulim Basara. One was, again, Shabbos. Number two was Chagiga. Now the third thing is Milah. So Gemara asks, of course, Michtav Ksivim, what do you mean that this is a remez? There's no mention of Milas. There's a clear psukim that describes it in the end of Parsha Vayikra, it is, I think. So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, lo nitzacha ela l'chidatnan, is only needed for the following Mishnah. Hashliach sha'asa shlichuso ba'al bayis mal. So if someone sent a shliach to go violate the Isser Milah, the ba'al bayis is going to get the Isser. And lo asa shlichusa shliach ma, but if the shliach did not carry out the shlichus, he changed something, altered, I told him to do X and he did Y, and he's going to violate Isser Milah. So the Gemara says, v'chi asa shlichusa my mal. So when a guy does a shlichus, why am I going to get Mi'ilah? V'chi zechote v'zem eschayev? So that guy did something wrong and I get the sin, it goes back to me, it doesn't make any sense. He did the violation, he was the one who violated, even though I told sent him, divrei tam rav, divrei tam and mishomim,
He knows he's doing Me'ilah, the Shliach.
He knows he's doing Me'ilah, I think. I think so.
Well, that's a Me'ilah B'Shogeg.
So, maybe you're right, it's Me'ilah B'Shogeg. So he doesn't know what he's doing, but still, it doesn't make sense. The guy did the Avera, the Shliach did the Avera, is going to go back to me. We have Ein Shlichus Adavar Avera. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Shliach Shasa Shlichuso, Bal HaBayis Shayu B'Yodav Mos Hektish. Mishchalfa B'Mos of, he has money, Hektish, ends up getting confused with the other monies. And he says to a shliach to go do something. Let's go buy me a cloth. He carries it with the shlichas. He buys him a talis. The baal bais is the one who violates the avera. And this is the mountains of halachas that are dependent on this. Sheisha Tmoa. It doesn't make any sense. Lomar v'chishliach zeh chata shehotzi malos hakitehekteh shubah bayis mischayev keren nechomish. I sent him out. He did the violation. I've got the one who has to bring the keren, the chomish, ulavi asham milos. I've got to bring the carbon asham. How do you do? It's known. Lanu, everyone knows. B'chol hashas shein shlichus l'dvar vera. Shei yishalech mischayev al yedei shlucho. Always, it doesn't work out. He's not in shlichus l'dvar vera. Diver av diver talmid mishomim. He listens to. Don't listen to me. Listen to their master. Listen to Hashem.
But here he didn't know. He had no way of knowing.
But at the same time, it's not. I didn't know either. It was a show gig, so it's not fair that it goes back to me.
Okay, so nobody should be chaya.
Right, so these are what. In the end, he made a mistake. He did, and when you do something but show gig.
Yeah, but he made like his chiyuv is that he wasn't doing the right shlichus, but he has nothing to do with meila because it's not his money, and he.
But he still he misused the money though. So these are one of the three exceptions. This actually also asked my Kol Ayom Bechina.
I remember there were three, but I don't remember which one.
Yeah. So there are three of them exactly where there is Yesh Shlichus Dvar Avera. One of them is here by Meila. Number two is by Shlichus Yad Pikadon. That if a person, if I have I'm a shomer of an object and I appoint a messenger to misuse the Pikadon, which I'm not supposed to be using, so I actually get it as the Mishalech. And the third case is by. When you steal an animal and you have shechted and sell it, the animal, you pay dalad or hay. If I have a shech do that, that's another exception. There are sources for all three of them. Those are the three exceptions. So then the Gemara says, so Amar Rava, so that's the haram. These are the mountains that are dependent on this sa'ara, this hair, because there's no pasuk in the Torah that mentions this. So Amar Rava, my kusha, what's the problem? Dilma shiny mila dialfi chata mitruma. Ma hasam shlucha shadam kamosa. Af kan shlucha shadam kamosa. What do you mean? It's not a made up halacha. It's actually a gzer shava from truma. Just like truma is the source of shlichus that shlucha shadam kamosa. The Gemara condition tells us one of the sources. So to the gzer shava chata we are as a chet.
It's chet.
No, it's actually chata. It's chata. So, at least on the side here, at least it says chata chata. The pasuk says, asher chata mina hakodesh. Okay, either way. So, through that gzeir shava, we have the concept of shtichas shulcha adam kamoso. So, there's a source for this. So, Ella Amarava, Rava says, lo nitzcha ella lichatatanya. No, it's only needed for the following price. Another halacha. You're right. The fact that shtichas applies to mila, that's a source. So, what was the sara? What was the hair? Nizkar Baal Bayis lo Nizkar Shliach. Let's say when he sends it off, the Baal Bayis is like, oh no, I send him with the Hektish money. But the Shliach does not realize that. In such a situation, the Shliach Mal, the Shliach himself is Mal. Because the Baal Bayis has disconnected from, I'm upset, I know what I did wrong, I'm disconnecting myself from the money, it's all in the Shliach's hands. The Shliach Anya, Mike Ovid, what did the poor Shliach do? He didn't know anything better. Like you're asking, why is he responsible for this? Rashi explains that Shliach Aniya Mike Ovid, he the Baal Bayis Pater, they came into Nizkar, he remembered, so he's not at fault anymore. Anan Sadi, the Sulo Nichale, the Shichuso, he no longer wants the Shichus to carry out. The Heach Meshashalav Shlucho, he's no longer considered the messenger. Umiyu Shliach Mike Ovid, what did the Shliach do wrong? He didn't know any better. So Gemara says, this is exactly what we mean, that there's no hint, there's no basis for this concept that this is what's being hanging by a hair, by a thread. So Amar Rav Ashi, my kusha, what's the problem? Dilma midi dehava motzi maos hektish lechulin. Maybe it's no different than a person who misuses maos hektish and puts out the chulin. So Rashi explains here, midi dehava ashar kol motzi maos hektish lechulin b'shogig, sheimalu, any other hektish money that I might misuse to use for a chulin purpose, I'm going to have mila. This guy also, he misused it. Who cares if he knew? Every case of mila, in most cases of mila, is a case where it was b'shogig. So once the guy disconnects himself from the shlichas, the owner, so the shlich now is the one who's actually, it's why I responded to you, he's the one misusing the money. So that's mila in general, that's what it means. You take mila b'shogig and you misuse it, and so that's what the shlich did. This is not any different than any other area of mila.
How does the mechira even have a chalosa? If the guy was mevatel his das on the shliach, on the shlichas, then I'm spending someone else's money.
It seems that it's saying that it becomes the shliach's money. I think you just mentioned this.
That's what he's saying. By him being mevatel, it becomes in the ownership of the shliach. Now he owns it, not knowing, but he owns it. that what he's saying? That's a good question. Has he the right to do that? What question? Are we going to say does the sale go through anyways? Does it go through? It becomes an issue of Kol Mandam or Rachmana, the Machlokas and Tumura,
Yavlamani,
right? Will it be effective or not?
Right, but I'm saying even if there's no love here, even just on a
mamonous right.
level, why should it? Someone gives someone money, b'shlichas, and he's mevatale. Assuming you can be mevatale shel b'fanav, which I guess I'm taking as hanacha here, you can, because Gemara seems to say. So then I would say that when the shlich is giving over the money, there's no chalos to that opinion.
Right, so I guess we'd have to understand, which I certainly don't understand, the halachas of Me'ila. But maybe Me'ila is simply about just misusing it, even though maybe it doesn't take effect, but just even the attempt of buying something chulin. Maybe. Okay. So then the Gemara says, so therefore, that's not the situation. It's not a situation where the Baal Bais remembers and disconnects himself from it. So Ella, what are we talking about here? So Ella, finally, I think this might be the last one here. Amar Rav Ashi, lo nitzcha, what were you need? What's a halacha mila that is a sara that's hanging by a thread? Ella lichitznan, the following Mishnah. Notel evin o korosh hektish. A person takes a stone or beam of hektish. Hareze lo mal. He doesn't get ha mila. By simply putting it and building it within your house, there's no mila. Nasa lechavero. If he gives it to a friend, so hu mal, vichaver lo mal. So, Rashi explains who mal, the Baal Bais is mal, who gives over the beam. The very fact that he gives it over to his chaver, so that alone is going to be removing it to chulin. So there's a violation right away. But chaver lo mal, says Rashi, b'chol shiasuhu, but whatever he does with it, he doesn't get a mila. Who now it's his. The Baal Bais who gave it away has now replaced the value of the beam. The beam now has lost its kedusha value. It's completely chulim, and the guy who received it as a matana could use it for whatever he wants. The Baal Bais has to pay the money to the hekdesh what he misused. Okay. Now, then the Mishnah continues to say, Michdi, Mishkal Shakli, Malihu, Mali Chavero. So let's see.
Okay, why is it Pato from Meila?
With the Chavero.
Why is the Chavero Chayav, and why when he uses it himself is Pato?
Right, so when he used himself, why when he used it for himself, we say he's pater.
When he put it in his house, it says that he's pater, and when he gives it to the chavero, it's not.
For his chavero to put in his house.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, "Hainu kararim hatulim b'sar." This is what I mean. This doesn't make any sense. There's no basis, there's no source for this, no svar for this. That's what we're referring to. Umay kusha, what do you mean? It makes a lot of sense, says the Gemara. Duma kedishmul, dama shmul. Shmul holds, hacha b'gizbar, hamesuros, lo avne binyan askinan. The cholhecha de mencha brushus adi de mancha. So, no, maybe the idea is, Rashi says, cholhecha de mancha, filo makami hacha brushus e mancha, even before this, it's in his brushus, helka kokamet shinala lo shnia mide de tepuk mide de hektish. In order for you to violate, mila has to be some type of shino, you have to change something. So, the fact that you put it in your house, you haven't changed anything really to it. There's no transfer, or you're just placing it on your top of your house, but there's no shino. But changing ownership to your friend, that's already a shinui, and that's where the mila kicks in. So the question...
It's still considered like his guard, like he's being a shomer on the item.
Right, I guess that's how you view it. That's how they explain it. And Tosis points out, right, according in line with what you're saying as being a shomer, it goes well with Tosis in the top here. The gizbar hamesoros lo, right, the gizbar is a shomer. Afilu mandamar shlichus yad ein shichin chisaron. Person touches the object that he's watching, even though he doesn't necessarily remove any value from it, there still is a violation of shlichus yad by shomer in general. Ha'ocha shani, when it comes to mila, it's different. The cholhecha de'ika be'gaza de'malkakai. No matter where it is, it's always viewed as the control of the be'gaza, which is a reference to the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, only if you actually use it, you change it in some way, will it be a violation of mila. Maybe we'll stop midway here, because it does go down 10 lines, only have a few minutes left. Chazara, okay, let's do the Chazara. So we start off today with the Mishnah. It has a very cryptic Mishnah, esoteric Mishnah about things that are porchin the Dharma, porchin ba'avir. There's no source for that. And the Gemara went on to explain that there were actually a number of sources. We brought, I think, 5 or 6 different sources. And then Rava said each of the sources had a certain pircha to it, a certain flaw, except for that of Shmuel. Shmuel's was a very good source, which was lo yechal dvaro, that you cannot desecrate your words, that he can't do it, but others can. And that was the source of Hataras Nadarm. Then the Mishnah had listed 3 things that have no basis in the Torah. That was Shabbos, Chagiga, and Mila. And the Gemara analyzed each of these areas. First was Shabbos. We said, what do you mean? Shabbos has a lot of basis. There are many psukim that describe Shabbos. And we end up saying, no, the concept of Meleches Machsheves, that has no basis because it only mentions Meleches Machsheves by the Mishkan. And through a Hekesh of psukim, we apply that to Shabbos as well. And then Meleches Machsheves has an outgrowth of a lot of halachas that depend on it, such as Meleches Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, Misasek, Darshin Miskavim. Then the Gemara transitioned into a discussion about Chagiga. Chagiga also has no source. We said, what do you mean? Of course there's a source. It says Chagosim. Oh, sorry, you're supposed to shech the animal. And the Gemara went a whole lengthy back and forth that Chagosim could be interpreted to mean Simcha, or according to Tosos, it means to dance in circles. So Chagosim cannot be, it's not necessarily referring to Zvicha. We only learn that through Gzer Shava. The Gemara says, what do you mean? If there's a Gzer Shava to tell me Chagosim means to shech it, so we see there is a source. Gzer Shava is a very good raya, so there is a source of Chagiga in the Torah. Where it says, no, because the Gzeirah Shavah was learned out from Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yafinu, we don't normally learn it. So that's why there's no source and basis of Chagiga in the Torah. And finally we're still in the midst of the conversation of Me'ilah. Where do we find that Me'ilah, there's no basis for Me'ilah. Me'ilah is very much written in the Torah. Where I went on back and forth different halachas, and kept on rejecting them, but some of the halachas we learned along the way was that Me'ilah is one of the 3 exceptions that Shlichas L'dvar Ve'er works. And then we said the concept of it's based perhaps on the Gzer Shava from Chuma, that Shluchos Adam Kamoso, when it comes to Chuma, so too maybe when it comes to Me'ilah. And then we spoke about if the Baal Bais remembers that it was Me'ilah, Hektish money, and the Baal Bais doesn't remember, then it's going to be the Baal Bais, the Shliach rather, who gets the violation. And then we finally said, what we're talking about is a very important Yisod when it comes to Me'ilah. The violation of Me'ilah only kicks in when there's some type of Shinoi, either Shinoi or Shus, or a shinoi in terms of usage of it, but a person just has it in his house and placed it somewhere where there's no shinoi, then there would be no violation. And then hopefully the Mirza Shem tomorrow will get to the end of the day, what exactly, which halacha Me'ilah we're talking about that has no basis in the Torah.